following Christ. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. All who have a deep and living experience will understand the import of these words. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And of his fullness have we received, and grace for grace. Christ said to his disciples, "He that will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Those who drink of the cup of Christ's sufferings must meet the temptations that Christ met and overcome in his name. And every trial endured will add to the weight of their eternal glory. Every faithful discharge of duty, every act of charity in the name of Christ, every word of encouragement and consolation spoken, will bring to them according to their works. They will be acknowledged before the assembled universe as co-laborers with Christ to save a perishing world.